My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we feel the jig is up between Davin and his scammer, Agnes. So listen and enjoy.
Okay.
On Thursday, DavinComedy.com got their first hit from the country of Ghana.
That's
really?
I know. Isn't that amazing?
I have not heard from Agnes since.
Oh!
It is possible.
Oh, no.
That the jig is up. But after 5 months. After 5 months.
Oh.
I reached out to her yesterday. I haven't seen her online. Maybe she's talking to Clark.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we don't really hide the show. I mean, not at all.
Not at all. We don't hide what we talk about either.
No. Oh, my God.
We've gotten several hits from Iraq before.
Yeah.
And, you know, in Pakistan. And everything. So it could be a random thing, although.
Well, we're hoping those are our armed forces checking in.
I don't think they're hanging out in Iraq anymore.
No, but, I mean, you never know.
Okay. Yeah, they're being held hostage, and Al Qaeda is making most of this shit. We not kill you. We not slit your throat. Listen to shit. Problem with America.
Listen to these infidels.
So, what do you think?
Wow. So,
all she had to do was go in DavinComedy.com
and see
and show.
She didn't like our Facebook page. I didn't ask her to.
Yeah. No, that would be like,
that was the one person I didn't invite.
Yeah, I know.
Think it's over, kids? I'm a little upset.
I'm a little concerned.
I'm a little concerned, too.
This is why I wanted to fucking call her, but the calling card we have reveals the phone number.
So, and then that would open up such a can of worms.
No.
Your wife.
Yeah, which I have to live with. Unless we go to some Catholic thing where maybe we'll split up. I don't know.
It's too late for pre-Cana. It would be post-Cana.
Cana?
I don't know what that word means either.
That's when they used to bring people there and they used to beat them with canes.
Good enough answer as any.
It makes as much sense. Makes as much sense as anything I knew about
it. I'm a little concerned it's over because I had more planned for her. Mm. I don't know. But you know what? 5.5 months is a hell of a run.
It's a hell of a run.
But don't you think if it was over, I'd get the big fuck you like Flory gave me?
I would hope.
I would hope.
Because I really enjoyed that email.
I mean, shouldn't she?
Fuck you, David!
I mean, shouldn't I go out like in a fucking. Unless they're just going, we've wasted enough time with this asshole.
Could be. They could be just like so incensed that you're.
But then why not post horrible things on my timeline?
Because that's going to call attention to themselves being a bunch of scammers.
Well, here's my option. If I don't hear from her in the next week, and I hope I do, I might have to post some, our girlfriend Julie Love's website on her fucking timeline.
Uh-oh.
I would give it time. Let's see if she
I'll give it another week.
Give it another week.
Yeah.
But I miss her. Well, I don't know if I miss her. I miss the fun her.
Yeah.
The one that was fun to talk to with the hotcakes and all that good stuff.
So hilarious.
Oh, God.
She was the fun one. I don't like the stupid one. They can't remember anything.
I know.
The stupid one just irritates me like a real stupid person would.
I know.
I wish I had the time because I would try to get all the clips of you reading back and forth with her and I'd play to that song, I Will Remember You.
Do you remember me?
Do you remember
me? Where every time you're like, but wait a minute. You told me that you worked at the orphanage.
So you think it's over?
If she went into the fucking media section.
Out of all the people in Ghana, what are the chances it's her? Or whoever.
Him. Them. The whole team. They sat around listening.
The whole team listening to the play, the repeats of the show.
Got you good there, didn't they? You wrote that horse shit. Take out Dick Putin back. Could you imagine?
Oh, my God. If they were sitting there listening to us assholes laugh like hyenas out at their love poetry and such. Oh, boy. You know what? If there's no way, first of all, that was a real person. that was just like your honey bunch.
Wait, what do you mean it was a real person? I don't know.
It wasn't like a real woman who was like in love with you or something. It
no,
was
that
like,
can't happen.
No, because we don't know any of those.
Exactly. Nobody would taste.
But, speaking of which, happy birthday, honey.
Oh, happy birthday, Mr. Helix.
Yes.
Oh, happy birthday, Mr.
It is
Helix.
His birthday, yeah. So, speaking of the infinitesimal odds of somebody finding somebody that actually loves you.
No, we found one. We knew it wasn't a real person.
No, but I'm just saying, just like getting that out of the way immediately, that wasn't like a real person. That's hilarious that this whole bunch of people, because clearly it was more than one person, because it wasn't consistent at all.
Do you think their fireman Ed after this just fucking took his little fucking spear and went home? I can't support this team anymore. You guys suck. Got routed by a stupid American comic.
I wish
we knew like how long somebody spent on a website.
Yes.
Did they just take a quick peek or did they go in?
That's the problem with the technology I have. It doesn't really give an accurate
Just took a quick peek and then had to go back and try to fuck somebody over, you know, really quick, you know, then that's nice. But if they went perusing and decided to click media, because we got to write something new.
The only thing I don't do is when I post on Facebook is put, we'll be talking about scammers.
Right.
Everything else is pretty much out there.
Yeah.
When did she go on, or they, whatever it was, go on the Davin's?
Saturday. I haven't heard from her since
Friday. So you talked Friday, Saturday, they looked, and
kind of
then
like 2020. Fucking people just drop in and disappear.
I know. Wow.
Might be hope.
You think?
Might be hope.
So this bit might be done on my end? Might go on? We'll find out.
I don't know. Well, I would be really disappointed if we lost Agnes, and it was just like so abrupt.
It's got to end eventually. What do you want me to do? Fucking be with her for 10 years?
No.
This is a real relationship.
I know it is.
And I do really get upset when she's not around for too long.
I know.
Especially when I see stupid Clark talk to you later. Go fuck yourself. Back off my woman.
Well, why can't you go back to her and go, who is Clark?
Because she already knows I'm a jealous prick and I have a gun and I'll shoot somebody. She told me I would shoot me. Remember last week?
Yeah.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.